Baltimore City experienced inland flooding due to Storm Isaias this morning. While the worst of the storm has passed, residents should still keep an eye out for related hazards. WIPR's health reporter Sarah Y. Kim has more.
Tropical Storm Isaias struck the mid-Atlantic this morning, bringing inland freshwater flooding and strong gusts of wind to Baltimore City. Heavy rainfall subsided early this afternoon, but James Wallace, acting director of the city's Emergency Management Office, says that high winds may still be a danger tonight.
I think while the grounds remain saturated, high winds are always a concern because they'll start to bring down trees and bring down power lines.
He also says residents should avoid fallen power lines.
There's no way of knowing whether those lines are charged or not. And oftentimes there's no way of telling the difference between a power line, a phone line, and maybe a cable line.
Wallace says he did not observe tidal flooding in neighborhoods like Fells Point. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.